another inconvenient truth or pothole in the path of the global warming bandwagon. No one ever denied the existence of climate change. On the contrary, there has always been climate change and always will be climate change. The issue is, does carbon dioxide produced by human beings have anything to do with it? Well, there are two new US studies and have cast carbon dioxide in not a new light, but an unsurprising light, and we've raised these issues before on this program. The first is from the University of Texas, which found, unsurprisingly, that plants are more effective at absorbing CO2 than previously thought. And it found an inherent structural deficiency in scientific modelling, which has underestimated by at least 16% how much CO2 is absorbed by plants. In other words, in plain language, it found plants will absorb 130 billion tons more CO2 this century than current models suggest. It found deficient modelling has, for the same reason, consistently overestimated the growth in CO2 in the atmosphere. Well, the second study by the University of Wyoming has found prairie grasslands in the United States benefit from increased CO2 levels. Of course, it's a source of plant life, CO2. Its researchers pumped CO2 into 5 plots of prairie grassland over 8 years and found the additional CO2 helped shield grasses from moisture and temperature variations. The University of Western Sydney botanist Elise Pendle, who worked on the Wyoming study, said she was surprised to discover increased levels of CO2 benefited biodiversity. She said, "Elevated CO2 seems to be dampening extreme effects on the ecosystem." Goodness me. Could it be that CO2 is actually our friend rather than our enemy? Another inconvenient truth.